I'm building a bridge.
That's a new talent.
Go sing a song, buddy.
I got one.
He's getting ready.
He's warming up.
Yeah.
Your lips ready.
Say. Thank you. All right, here we go.
Together, when the angels draw me and God.
we're a team. Me and
can't start a man younger than
that's
that.
Right. That's right. That's right, brother.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yes. Well, yeah.
See, I was singing.
Good job.
See, I was singing. Yeah.
Amen. Good job.
I just want to thank God for being here today and for what he means to me, dear Lord. You know, we just need to reach out and touch the ones that don't know God.
Trust us, Sharon. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is this
the one
that's
green? Yeah. It was. Push that up. There you go.
Is Sue and Denny doing any better? I see her out here.
Yeah, they're doing better.
Are they? Good. I say good morning to her. I see her out here. We pray for them.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, help me stand.
Yeah.
I am tired, I am weak, I am worn.
Yes.
Through the storms, through the night, lead me on,
yes,
to the light, and take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on.
Amen.
When my way grows drear, precious Lord, linger near.
Yeah.
When my life is almost gone,
praise the Lord.
Hear my cry, hear my call. Hold my hand, lest I fall.
That's right.
And take my hand.
Yes.
Precious Lord, lead me on.
Thank you, sir. Spotlight.
That makes me feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great baby.
Yeah. I agree with Brother Ed. You can't start them too early.
This ain't the other. This is a request.
No.
When I get warmed up.
Hey, man. Bless them, Lord.
You know, as he gets that ready, I have a lady that I clean for, and she really needs prayers this morning. She has fell 3 to 4 times a day, and she's needing prayers. I don't know if she's broke her foot right in here or what, but she just needs prayer. She don't have nobody. They don't have nobody. She has her mother, and then she has a son. But that's all the family they got. Wow. So I told her I would have everybody to remember her in prayer.
Yeah.
Her name's Ann.
Ann.
We'll do that.
Amen.
Get older, I'm going on the far side of the sky. The first thing that I'm gonna do is spread my wings and fly.
I'm
gonna land beside a lion, run my fingers to his mane, or I might find out what it's like to ride a drop of rain. Yeah, when I get where I'm going, there'll be only happy tears. I will shed the sins and struggles I have carried all these years. I'll leave my heart wide open. I will love and have no fear. Down here. I'm gonna walk with my granddaddy, and he'll match me step for step. And I'll tell him how I missed him every minute since he left. And then I'll hug his neck, yeah, when I get where I'm going. I will shed the sins and struggles I have carried all these years, and I'll leave my heart wide open. I will love and have no fear. Yeah, when I get where I'm going, don't cry for me down here. So much pain and so much darkness in this world we stumble through. All these questions I can't answer, and so much work to do. But when I get where I'm going, and I see my Savior's face, I'll stand forever in the light of His amazing grace.
Not only praise God, we get where we're going. I'm glad we got somewhere to go. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. you.
I'm on my way, and I'm closer now than I was yesterday.
Hallelujah.
To getting to where I'm going. Brother Eric's talking about building a bridge. Biden started to show up there at I think it was Pennsylvania somewhere, and the bridge just fell through the bottom there. I don't know if that's rigged or not, but I'm glad, praise God, where we're going, ain't no problem with the bridge falling. Amen. I'm telling you, praise God, it'll be better there than it is here.
Amen.
And when you're saved, even being here is pretty good, but praise God, it's far better there. Amen. Hallelujah. But he showed me a preview this morning of the church, and I looked at it and I told him, I said, brother, it looks like a mini mega church to me. And I tell you, I thank God for this little church. I see God's hand in this little church. Man, oh man, it reaches out. A lot of people have contacted me by phone. I talked to Brother Bob Malkin last night at Orthodox Jew. We talked for about an hour, maybe more. And he just really enjoys visiting this little church by way of the live stream there. One reason he likes that live stream, because he gets to hear the congregational singing. You know, we kind of take that for granted. I just record the special singing on here. But Brother Ed, he records them all. But I can't get it all on the internet. I did record it all. But he records it all on the Facebook Marketplace live stream. And Brother Bob said, he said, what's the name of that song I feel like traveling on? I said, that is the name of it. But boy, he really likes it. Now, he even bought him one of them song books just like that. He's up there lots of time. He said, I'm singing with y'all while you're singing.
Amen.
Well, that's one thing about this little church. It reaches out, buddy.
Yeah.
Kind of like AT&T, it reaches out and touches people. Amen.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Boy, we had a good Sunday school class this morning.
Oh, we did.
I know this is a new year and everything. But I want to emphasize, if you can, be at Sunday school as often as you can, as much as you can. You can learn a lot in Sunday school. And one thing good about Sunday school, you can ask questions, you can comment, anything. I like that part about Sunday school. When a man's up there preaching like a wild man, it ain't a good time to ask a question or to say anything, especially depending on what he's preaching about. But my pastor's up there preaching like a wild man. I hadn't been saved very long at all, and I raised my hand and said, Brother Rick, what's this mean? And I'm glad he had enough grace about him to know I was dumb in a box of rocks. He said, Brother Eddie, I'm preaching right now. I'll talk to you about that after the service. But I mean, I didn't know nothing about nothing when I first got saved. I mean, they got us up there. We wanted to join the church, and he asked us to give testimony. I didn't know what a testimony was. I just got up and said, I love everybody in here. My wife told about how the Lord saved. I wish she'd went first. I could have done that. I just didn't know what a testimony was. But anyway, we're going to be preaching today out of Hebrews chapter 10. And let me say this under my breath. Sister Bonnie brought an orange juice cake back there, and all I want is one slice of it. And anyway, I'll tell you right now, buddy, I love orange juice cake. It's one of my favorites. She brought that in here, and we was talking about it in Sunday school about that fleshly appetite and that spiritual appetite. Mm-hmm. I have to admit, my fleshly appetite perked up quite a bit when I seen that thing. And I'm looking forward to getting some of that. Amen.
Amen.
Let's see what I got. I wrote this so small. Oh, yeah. I was listening to a preacher this morning. I wrote this so small, I couldn't hardly read it. But he's talking about how we've been imprisoned.
That's right.
You know you've been in prison, Rita?
Part of my life I have.
My cell number is 7019.
That's your phone
you hear
number.
That on slow train?
Yeah, that's your phone number.
There, he said my cell number is his. I got to think of mine 7019. And you know, he said we get attached to our phones and don't realize it's a cell phone. And I have to admit, I did humor myself a little bit with that statement. It's partially true. Everybody I see now, they've either got one like this, or they got one kind of like Tammy was doing one day. He was up there singing with that grandbaby. She was holding that thing up, filming it, amen.
Yeah.
But we've all got something, you know, that we're attached to, but them cell phones, you got to be careful with them. Hebrews chapter 10, we was just going to read one verse. But I'm going to go ahead and read from 23 down to 25. 25 is our text verse. We're preaching again on the mandates of God. And we'll start in verse 23. says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. And we do need to be steadfast, unmovable. For he is faithful that promised. You can't get no more faithful than Jesus. Now listen, you might let yourself down. Somebody else might let you down. You don't ever have to worry about Jesus letting you down.
Amen, that's right.
I mean, buddy, that's about as solid as it gets. It says, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. In other words, we need to encourage one another. It's hard enough down here. Need a nice word every now and then, a kind word every now and then. Verse 25, this is our text verse. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. We'll stop right there. We're preaching today on the mandates of God, and today it's about church attendance. I think this will be a good message. I think it'll be a much needed message. Yeah. I'm just a messenger boy, remember that? But we're going to go to God in prayer. Father, we thank you for the beautiful day you've given us, Lord, to gather in your church. We thank you, Lord, for those that are before us here in the church. We thank you, Father, for those that are able, Lord, to watch by way of the internet. Lord, we're so thankful, Lord, for all the many ways, Lord, this little church, Lord, reaches out. Lord, I pray this little church will be big in the sight of God. Lord, though we be little in number, Lord, though we be little, Father, in strength, I pray we'll do great mighty things for your praise, for your glory. Help us, Lord, in all of it. Lord, bless this message today. Bless it, Lord. May we, I pray, Lord, receive it, Lord, from the Word of God, Lord, as we need it. I believe today, Lord, we all need some encouragement. And I thank you for whatever you do. Ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Let me tell you a couple things you probably don't know. One of them is Johnny the Baptist, Johnny Campbell, the last of probably the old time preachers. He passed away last Sunday, graduated this life, and had his funeral yesterday.
Yeah.
And Johnny, boy, I'm telling you right now, I'll tell you a little bit about the testimony of Johnny Campbell. When he was 18 years old, he was working for the Ku Klux Klan, and he went to a revival meeting because so many people were at this revival meeting, and he had his cigarettes rolled up underneath his t-shirt, underneath his t-shirt sleeve there. He had his cigarettes rolled up in there, and he was passing out pamphlets to the Ku Klux Klan, and his ear caught the Word of God. And old Johnny got under conviction. Johnny got saved, got called to preach, been preaching ever since. He's got a website called Johnny, I believe it's Johnny the Baptist website, and a lot of young people have helped him in this website. It's a blessing just going to that website. It's loaded. But anyway, hey, he finished his course. He kept the faith. Hey, he's up where everybody needs to be right now. We'll catch up with him soon enough. But praise God for Brother Johnny. And we just, you know, even this morning, as we, big long list of people we pray for, we really struggle in that matter, knowing that he's better off, but not needing to pray for him anymore, but still struggling not to. Man, and all y'all all been bathed in prayer. And I'll just tell you, this morning, early this morning, we're talking 2 o'clock early. I shouldn't have got up that early. But I went ahead and got up, and we had a lot of praying to do, a lot of studying to do. But let me tell you this, y'all probably don't know this, and you may not even ever get this, I don't know. But on January the 6th, that so-called insurrection, where all them Black Lives Matter activists joined Trump supporters and put all the blame on them and left the scene. Hey, you know that, Brother Eddie? I know that, but one of them named John Sullivan that filmed it all, was right there beside the Babbitt girl that got shot. Ashley Babbitt, and you know what? He got arrested too, but you know what? He got released without bail, without price. They just turned him loose. But all the rest of them, they've been confined. Well, what you don't know is one of them died.
Yeah.
And this is kind of a catch-22 right here because they didn't have this figured in. But he'd been held as a political captive, never charged, never truly arrested, just in confinement, And he up and died. And I don't know how this is going to go. Well, you'll eventually find out about this. You can't keep something like this suppressed forever. So, I mean, things like that going on. And you know what? A lot of things are going on right now. I really like that protest they got up there in Canada. All them truckers, them convoys there, trying to say we've had enough. And I heard we got one starting up down here heading to Washington, D.C. And I hope they do get on to it. But anyway, a lot of things are going on right now. But one thing you need to remember, there's a lot going on in church right now. And the Bible tells us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together.
Amen.
And you know, Romans chapter 12, verse 1 talks about, you know, Paul said, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God,
yeah,
that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Your body needs to be in church on the Lord's day.
Amen.
What I'm trying to say.
Right.
That is a reasonable service.
That's right.
That is somewhat of the reward of the suffering of our Savior,
yes,
that He was willing to endure for the joy that was set before Him. He was willing to endure that suffering and such contradiction of sinners against Himself just so we could enjoy,
that's
the
right,
things of God, and you know, sing the songs of God and worship Him in the house of God.
Yes.
You know what? They can't do that in China. We can do it here.
That's right.
I believe we need to be more about it. Amen.
That's right.
That's our reasonable service. Amen. Let me ask you this question. If somebody puts you in a hospital room with someone that had COVID, do you think that would have an effect on you? What about if they put you in the hospital room with somebody that was a Christian? You think that'd have an effect on you?
Yeah, I think it would.
I mean, here Paul is writing the church of Rome,
yeah,
and naming all of these soldiers that he's chained to. He calls them brothers now. But you know what? We're Christians. And one thing I think a Christian needs to do is they need to be in their Father's house on the Lord's day. Now John, he couldn't be in church on Sunday, but here's what he said. He said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day.
Yeah.
His exile on the Isle of Patmos. Brother Donnie, bless his heart. He had to work today. I told him what I was preaching about. And he still ain't here, but anyway. That's our reasonable service,
yeah,
is to be in the house of God.
That's right.
Now, one thing about being in the house of God, and I try not to get in the way, it's all about Jesus.
Amen.
Man, Brother Eric said, I want to sing this morning. I perked right up, but I'm glad that we got people that want to sing.
Yeah,
right behind him,
yeah,
Sharon said, hey, I want to sing. And Danny said, hey, I want to sing. And then here comes Jerry and Kevin. Hey, we got a song. I'm all for it.
Yes, Lord.
This is all about him.
Yeah.
It's not about me. I hope it never has anything to do with any of us. It's all about him.
We
want to take time to be holy. We're kind of in a hurry, Brother Mitchell. One thing we need to slow about, and that's worship. And also to slow down a little bit and take the things of God a little bit more seriously.
Amen.
We might get to where we're a little bit haphazard. Now, I mentioned in the Sunday school class that I noticed on the Facebook Marketplace there's a lot on there right now about the Book of Mormon.
Yeah.
And you got young kids, young girls, and you got guys buying full bib. They're holding up a Book of Mormon, say it's free, we'll give you one. Now, one thing good about the church, I have been in church enough to know better than some things.
That's right.
I wasn't 100% across the line, but I was closer to the line than I was when I got saved. I got saved 34 years ago, April 27, 1988. I got a birthday coming up, April 27th. This year I'll be 34 years saved. I was 34 years old when I got saved. Looking forward to balancing them books.
Amen.
But anyway, when I got saved, I made my mind up I was going to read the Bible through for the end of the year. And I did it. I finished it. And a guy I worked with, he was a Mormon. His first name was Dalton. I'll let it go with that. But he was an elder in the Mormon church. And he come to me, we worked together, we was good friends, we took breaks together, we talked a lot. And of course he talked about the Lord like I did. I just didn't know everything there was to know about Dalton. But he went a little further and he said, I got something I want to give you. He said, I heard you read the Bible all the way through. And I said, that's right. He said, well, I got something in my locker I want to give you. I don't know what it was. So I went over to Brother Mitchell, and he gave me a Book of Mormon.
Right.
Now, being in church for almost a year had really benefited me. For one thing, I saved. I grew a little bit. Right. Another thing was, I should have questioned this a little bit, but I wasn't quite mature. I was still a little bit of a babe in my heart. And he gave me that. He said, Eddie, I've read my Bible through, and I've read this Book of Mormon through, and I think you'll agree with me that they go hand in hand. I didn't know whether it did or whether it didn't, but I did take that Book of Mormon from him. Now, the reason I'm telling this testimony is I did correspond with one of those people holding up one of them Book of Mormon. I couldn't correspond to all of them. His name was Jared. And I messaged him. I said, Jared, the Bible said you must be born again to go to heaven. Mm-hmm. And I said, that's right. The bottom line.
Amen.
And I said, I want you to know you're not going to go to heaven by being a Mormon. You're not going to go to heaven by being a Baptist. You're going to go to heaven by being born again.
That's right.
And I hope he listens in on his amen. Not, but I hope he does on the same page with all that junk on there. But there may be some Mormon listening on there. And if there is a Mormon listening on there, I want you to listen real good to what Brother Eddie's got to say right here. This is a true life experience. I kind of wish this never happened. I really do. But it did happen. He gave me that book. And several, he'd already told me, went hand in hand with the Bible. You know me, I'm like a duck on the water. I just jumped right on it. I went home. My wife at that time was staying with an elderly woman that was in bad health. And she was sick. I put the babies in bed. And I went back there and fell on our bed. I got that Book of Mormon out. I laid it out there on my bed. I put my elbows on the bed. I put my chin right there. My chin right there, palms of my hands. And I started reading this Book of Mormon. Now, Tammy, I'm reading this like it was told me. Dalton told me, he said, Eddie, this is just like another extension of the Bible, goes hand in hand with the Bible. I didn't pray over it, Brother Ed. That's a big mistake.
Yeah.
I've got a whole lot smarter since this day, but I didn't pray over it. I just fell down and I started reading. And I'm not going to per se all of it, but I will tell you this much. The first thing the Book of Mormon starts out with is a testimony of Joseph Smith. He's the one that started the religion of the Mormons. Mm-hmm. Utah's full of them. But anyway, it starts out about a man named Joseph Smith, and an angel came to him, and that angel told him where some golden tablets were buried, and he and that angel went and they dug them up. And that angel interpreted those golden tablets to Joseph Smith, and he wrote them down. That's where the Book of Mormon came from. I'm going to be honest with you here. I hate to say this, but since it was told to me that it was true, I swallowed what I read from that testimony of Joseph Smith. I swallowed it hook, line, and sinker. Thank God there's a God in heaven.
Amen.
But I want you to know I'm glad, amen, that we have help in matters like this.
Yes.
When I turned from the testimony of Joseph Smith to read the contents of the Book of Mormon in my bedroom with the door closed all by myself, indulged in what I'm reading, there was a voice over top of me that spake out just like this. Why aren't you reading my word? That was all it was saying. Now, buddy, I want y'all to know, my heart leaped. I'm surprised I didn't have a heart attack. My heart leaped like it never leaped before. It about leaped out of my chest. It scared me. I was very concerned about this situation. I closed that Book of Mormon. I didn't look up. I closed that Book of Mormon. I bowed my head. I said, Lord, I am sorry.
Yeah.
I pray right now you'll forgive me of my mistake. Help me to never make another mistake like this again. You know, you can learn a lot from mistakes.
Yeah.
That's why you don't need to tear statues down.
Right.
That's why you don't need to rewrite history. You need to learn from history.
That's right.
I closed that thing up, and I thought it was a done deal, Brother Mitchell. But God, being the gracious God that He is, He chastened me for 7 days.
Amen.
For 7 days, I couldn't read my good old King James Bible. It was just letter on paper, no spirit, no life. It wasn't quickening. It starved me to death. And, I thank God that the Word of God is alive. I need it.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm concerned about this, so I go pray, Lord, open your words to me. Help me out, not get nothing from your word. I've done that, Sharon, for 7 days. And after 7 days, God opened his word back up to me, and I started benefiting from reading my Bible. I went to confront this young man. At the time, he's about 30 like me. I went to confront him at work, not in a hateful way, in a loving way. And I went to him and I said, Dalton, I told him what all happened to me. And Brother Mitchell, here's what he said. He said, Eddie, I wish he hadn't said this. He said, Eddie, that wasn't the Lord. That was the devil that told you that. He was dead within 2 months. Dead.
Wow.
Now, while he said that to me, out there where I worked at, we worked on print presses. They had an upper level and a lower level. They had a ladder. You could climb up that upper part and a ladder. You could come down. He's holding on to this ladder with both hands. And he's shaking so hard, I don't know how he kept his pants on. And I said, Dalton, what's wrong with you? And he couldn't even talk to me. He was white as a wall on his church. He ended up in the hospital real quick. I ain't got no axe to grind here. I'm just trying to help people. Now I'm telling you this from a true life experience.
Yeah.
I went to the hospital when he was in the hospital to plead with him. You know what I told him, Eric? I said, Dalton, you know better. He wouldn't even look at me. He just kept looking up at the ceiling. I said, you know better. That was the last time since Joanne I saw him alive. Now his wife was in that hospital room. His mother was in that hospital room. I wasn't a welcome guest, but I cared about Dalton. I cared enough to go in that hospital room and confront him and tell him, you know better than that.
Thank you, God.
That good friend died an early death. Don't never call the things of God something that's instead of God, it's of the devil.
That's right.
I think that's borderline blaspheme the Holy Ghost. I don't know. I'm not the judge of all the earth.
Amen.
I'm just a saved sinner. Glad I am saved.
Amen.
But listen, I corresponded with this young boy, and I told him to look up Galatians chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. And that says, if any man bring any other gospel to you other than this gospel, let him be cursed. And if an angel from God bring any other gospel to you than this gospel, let him be cursed. And the next verse says, and anyone that promotes any other gospel other than this gospel, let him be cursed. And I'm just trying to tell that young boy, there's something about church, there's something about the right church, and there's something about the right gospel, and about the right truth, amen.
Amen. Good for
you. There he is being cursed, and he don't even know it.
Yeah, good for you.
I saw with my own eyes a man that paid a terrible price.
That's right.
For trying to say something that was of God was of the devil.
Mm.
I don't know how it went with him. I'll just tell you right now. I don't know. But being in church, I learned a lot. And an opportunity is provided us in church to praise Him that loved us and gave Himself for us, to praise Him publicly. I mean, even while I'm preaching, if you want to jump up, woo! Glory to God! I'm glad I'm saved! You help yourself. Oh, my memory. I may jump, join. Amen. Anytime you want to praise the Lord, this is His church.
That's right.
This is His time. I'm His preacher. We're His children. And I want you to know He's got the preeminence in this church. He's not on the outside. No, you won't hear. Hey, we invite Him in this morning on our knees.
Amen. Bless Him, Lord.
Yeah, glory. I'll tell you right now, I like going to church when the Lord's there. Amen.
Yeah.
But listen, our songs, our testimonies are for His adoration. We are not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, and so much the more as we see the day approaching.
Amen.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to get out of here.
Yes, Lord.
I don't know how your cup is, but mine's up there here. I've had it.
Amen.
Man, there's just something about being down there with the devil. I'll tell you right now, I get no pleasure in it.
No.
Now back when I was a lost man, Fred, I didn't mind it too bad. I was walking with him and we was making jokes. I got saved and boy, it rocked a lot of people's boats out there where I worked at. And one of the supervisors out there at work, me and him, we both had a filthy mind and a filthy mouth. and we was constantly trying to outdo each other telling tales. And I'm in there and I'm saved now. And I'm in there with two men that I work with, Fred Bailey and Mark Humpton. And here comes Tom Schoen in. I'm sitting there thinking, oh my God, please don't. He walked right up to me, Brother Eric. He said that I ever tell you the one about that, and I didn't want to hear it. But I got two men in a little bitty room, ain't big enough to cuss a cat in. And I'm trying to figure out how to handle this, so I tried to walk away from Tom. Tom's following me, and he just keeps on. Them two men got to laughing. They left the room and left me and Tom in the room by ourselves. And finally, Brother Ed, I just grabbed Tom. I said, Tom, if you don't care, I'd rather not hear the rest of that.
Yeah, right.
I said, you may not know this, but I got saved. And before I got saved, I'd be glad to hear that. I'd probably try to top it or tell you another like it.
Yeah.
But I said, Tom, I've been saved. I'd rather not hear the rest of that. And I expected him to horse laugh me, but he said, I'm sorry. I didn't know. He said, I hope I haven't offended you. And he had more respect for me after that day than he ever did the whole time I worked there. You just don't never know. Brother Eric's telling me about a friend of his, he's trying to get in church. You never know what can happen. Don't let up. Don't give up.
No.
Keep trying. Don't go weary in the way of doing it, man. You know, I'd like to see this little church feel. I believe it will. I know we got a lot of things over in our head right now. I'm like, yo, I'm just wondering what's coming next. I've never seen so many saints in mandates. And got to have 10 or more, 100 more, and all that. I don't know. I'll just tell you this. This ain't our home. I'm doing it. Getting out of this mess. And when we get ahead, man, the sooner the better. Hallelujah. I'm already ready to get on board.
Yeah.
If they said, I'm aboard, I went over somebody, I'll tell you right now.
That's right.
Amen.
I'm ready to get out of this nightmare.
Ride that train.
But while we're here, let's take full advantage of the opportunity we have in this free country to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. There's many antichrists out there. There are many liars out there. But one thing about the church, you can hear some truth. Amen.
Right.
And if you got a good preacher, I'll tell you right now, buddy, you can get some good meals. Amen. Hey, you can grow. Everything of God is good. Amen. Nothing be refused. You notice in John chapter 20, verse 19, the disciples were assembled. That means they're together. And if you'll notice, verse 20 of John 20, Jesus showed up. Actually, I think I went to Matthew on that. I said John 20. The same account is told in Matthew chapter 18. And it talks about in verse number 20. And no, in Matthew 18, 20, it says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst. In John 20, 19, they were assembled and Jesus showed up. I'll get it right here in a minute.
Amen.
It don't take very many to have church. Thank God. Can you imagine we met on the Lord's Day and there wasn't enough to have church? What would we do, Brother Jerry? I'm glad it don't take a lot. I mean, he said, wherever two or three are gathered together in my name, he said, well, I'm in the midst. Now, you can't have church without Jesus. I know we got a lot trying that today, but I'll tell you right now, there ain't no good in it. When he shows up, buddy, it gets on, and I want him to show up. I want him to do whatever he wants to do, any way he wants to do it, whenever he wants to do it. I'm just trying to stay out of the way of all he's doing, but it don't take a lot to have church. He said, well, they're gathered together, lo, I'm in the midst of them, amen.
Amen.
Now, they was assembled. He showed up. They got blessed. They were glad. They got to see Him. They got commissioned. They got filled with the Holy Spirit. They continued meeting and breaking bread. In Acts chapter 2, verse 46, you see, in church is where I took my first communion at. And you know, there's a lot of good about church. But when we take communion, we do that in remembrance of Him. He said, as often as you do this, He said, you do show the Lord's death till He comes. He's coming, amen. I don't want to forget He died for me. I don't want to forget He got up for my justification. But look, we break bread. And listen, we drink of the cup. And we reminded, amen. Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. In Luke chapter 22, verse 19 through 20. I don't never want to forget that His blood was shed. I don't never want to forget that His body was broken so that I could be saved. So that I could be forgiven. I'm telling you, buddy, He went through hell so we could go to heaven.
That's
Amen.
But did you notice Thomas wasn't there with them when Jesus came?
Amen.
John chapter number 20, verse 24. Not only did he miss the blessing, but he same as called them liars in verse number 25. You know, he could have been there, but since he wasn't there, he kind of put an accusation on them. I ain't going to believe unless I see it with my own eyes.
Right.
Put my finger in a nail print in his hand, thrust my hand inside of his same as called them liars, even though there's eyewitnesses of them. It'd been better if he'd been there.
Right.
By the way, if you'll notice, the next meeting they had, he was there. Yeah. And Jesus showed up. And I like it when Jesus showed up. But he come to Thomas.
Amen.
And in verse 25 of John chapter 20, verse 26, he's there this time. And listen, you can't get that missed blessing, but you can get in on that next blessing, amen. I hate it when I have to miss, and there are times that I do have to miss. There's times that you'll have to miss, but hey, amen, you can get on that next blessing, amen.
That's right.
And he even testified, he said, "My Lord, my God." I'm telling you, buddy, you can say that out of church, you sure can, but it's a whole lot better when you're in the presence of the Lord to say, "My Lord, my God." And beloved, listen, we need more, not less, attendance because Jesus is coming. Now, I don't know when He's coming. I know it's nearer than when we believed. I know it's not far off. But can you imagine if the Lord came and I decided to lay out of church and I'm there, I don't know, maybe watching Newsmax or some movie or something, and I've got the remote in my hand and the Lord shows up. It's on the Lord's Day. Y'all think I'd get a little red-faced?
Right.
Now, how do y'all think I feel if I'm in church and I'm preaching about Him and He just shows up?
Amen.
How do you think I feel about that?
Amen.
I'd be pretty excited, wouldn't I?
Right.
But I think I'd probably want a place to hide if He showed up on the Lord's Day and I wasn't in the house of God. I just say that because He's coming. And he said, "In an hour, you think not, the Son of Man comes." I just soon be in church when he comes, brother.
Amen.
Amen.
Wouldn't it be great if the Lord just showed up right there and we just sat out there and everybody said, "What happened?" I said, "They gone. Left out." He's coming. I just soon be in church when he does come. But I'm going to say Thomas was a little bit embarrassed about the fact that he wasn't there when the Lord came.
That's right.
I'm just trying to help you a little bit right here. It'd be better to be in the house of God than be out, you know, maybe fishing, maybe hunting like I used to do before I got saved. Somewhere other than where you ought to be, it'd be kind of embarrassing, be ashamed if the Lord showed up.
Amen.
And here you are with guile. And here you are, you know, maybe you're somewhere even worse than that. Maybe you're somewhere you don't want nobody to know where you're at, but He knows where we're at. Amen.
That's right.
He's coming for His church, and when He comes, I want to be there. Amen. I want to be there singing His songs. I want to be there praising His name. I want to be there preaching His word or teaching His word or even hearing His word preached. Now, old Brother Eddie, I'll be 68, and that ain't old to some of y'all, but to some of y'all, it might be. Maybe to Eric, it might be. One of these days, I ain't going to be able to go. Right. One of these days, I ain't going to be able to preach. I ain't going to be able to do it. I don't want it. But I know this old frail body, one day, it's going to say, "Hey, you can't go like you used to go. You can't do like you used to do."
Right.
I saw Sister Joanne, buddy. She made an extra effort to be here today. Boy, that was a blessing. Look like an angel of God coming down through there. I prayed for her this morning. That made it even more precious, more special.
That's right.
But when it gets hard to come, you still want to go.
Yeah.
You still want to sing.
Right.
You still want to shout.
Right.
I'm just telling you, those days will come.
Yes,
if the Lord tarries, well, we may have to sit home and watch it. I don't know.
Right.
I'll tell you this, if I do have to sit home and watch it, I'll still be shouting.
Amen.
Amen.
I'll still be ready to listen.
Woo!
Bless you. I'll tell you right now, buddy. Don't count me out. I may be in a nursing home, but I'll tell you what's left anyway is still going to be praising the Lord.
Amen.
I kind of hope He comes before all that happens, Carolyn. But I know there's a lot of people down here lost.
That's right.
There's a lot of people down here want to be saved.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
They're just putting it off.
Yeah.
Now, God gave Jezebel space to repent. Let's say he gave her that much space. Maybe even like the kids do. Maybe gave her that much space. Don't make no difference. He said she repented not.
Yeah.
It wouldn't matter how much space he gave her.
That's right.
There's a lot of people out there like it, Brother Ed. They're letting the devil tell them, you can get saved tomorrow.
Yeah.
You got plenty of time. I remember reading a tract one time about a young girl that was 16 years old and somebody handed her a tract or invited her to church. I don't know which it was, Rita. But in her mind, she said, I got plenty of time.
She died
that night, several. And you know, we need to, the lost people need to do this. God's not always going to wait on you. He's waiting right now. But when he shut that door of the Ark of Noah, it was a done deal. When those 10 virgins, 5 wise, 5 foolish, when them 5 left out, and those 5 foolish came back and the door was shut, it didn't open back up. What you want to do is get in while the door is open. Over there, I'll just tell you right now, it's not hard to get saved. It's harder to get lost than it is to get saved.
That's right.
If you know you're lost, that's good.
That's right.
Because that means you know you need to get saved.
Amen.
There's only one that can save. His name's Jesus. There's only one that will save. His name is Jesus. And if you'll just get to Jesus and say, Jesus, I know you love me. I know that you gave your life on the cross for me to be forgiven, for me to be saved. If you'll just get to Jesus and ask Jesus, Lord, I'm asking you right now as a sinner to forgive me my sins and save my soul. You can get saved. It ain't hard to get saved.
Amen.
The Bible says many have done harm to the simplicity that's in Christ Jesus. If you confess you're a sinner, if you believe in your heart that Jesus will forgive you and will save you, you can get saved just like that.
That's right.
Now, here's what happens sometimes, Brother Mitchell. Is people got saved when they was a child.
Right.
They don't remember it. You can only get saved one time.
Right.
Now, them disciples in that boat, in I think it's Mark chapter 7, I believe it's Mark chapter 7, they went and got Jesus, and they said, Lord, care us not that we perish. What's the dumb question? I'm glad he cared for me that I was perishing.
Yeah.
But anyway, he got up and he rebuked the wind and the waves, and there was a great calm. What I'm saying is they've done been saved. You can't get the storm going again because of the great calm that salvation brings. Here's what you need to do. You need to ask yourself this question right here. If I died today,
would I go to heaven?
Or would I go to hell? That's how you know whether you're saved. Now, I know I'm going to heaven. If there's anything other than 100% I'm going to heaven, you need to get in church, get it settled, work out your own salvation, fair and trembling, get it nailed down with Bible nails, where you're no more tossed to and fro, where you know beyond any shadow of doubt you're saved and going to heaven, and Jesus is the one you need to get in touch with. Amen. Boy, I tell you, I thank God for the church. I'm a better husband than my wife today because of church. I'm a better father to my children today because of church.
That's right.
Hey, I'm a better friend to my friends today because of church.
Right.
I'll tell you right now, buddy, church straightened me out in a lot of ways. I saw old Eddie Wade in a different mirror than I've been seeing him for 34 years.
Lord.
I saw him in the mirror of the Word of God. And he wasn't as straight as I thought he was. He wasn't as strong as I thought he was. And he needs a lot of help, and I'm glad I got a lot of help in church. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, he's the one that straightens the crooked out. And as crooked as I was, he got me gum barrel straight in the house of God. Now, you may not get it all in one service, so just keep coming.
That's right.
I promise you this, there'll be something every time you come that you'll need, either for yourself or for someone else. That woman in John chapter 4, she got something she needed. You know what she did?
Right.
She went down to the city from Samaria and she said, come see a man that told me all things, Phyllis.
Amen.
She brought the whole town down.
Amen.
She got excited about what she got at the whale.
That's right.
And we'll get excited about what we get because that whale's kind of like the church.
Amen.
I always leave a morning I came in with.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for this message today. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the privilege to stand for the Word of God. Lord, we just pray, dear Father, today for those that are here, for those, Father, that heard by way of the internet, that are here by way of the live stream. We pray for them, Lord, that they'll put urgency upon the matter of salvation, that they'll put urgency, Lord, about getting in a good Bible-believing, fundamental church, Lord. And Lord, we sure would like to recommend this one. We pray, Lord, they'll at least consider it. Lord, whatever needs to be done here today by these in here or maybe those out there, I pray, Lord, with haste, Lord, they would move, get things right between them and the Lord. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to ask everybody to stand. Get Brother Jerry, Sister Sharon, if you would please, maybe sing a verse of invitation on him. I'm just a messenger boy. I just deliver the message, kind of like the mailman delivering the mail. And listen, if you got the wrong mail, don't worry about it. You don't have to open it. But if that letter's got your name on it, it pertains to you. Amen.
Number 114.